This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
So I got put in an awkward situation yesterday. I want to know what you would have done, Kelly.
Okay.
I got hit on. I wasn't attracted to the person, so I flat out lied to not hurt their feelings.
Oh, where were you? I need more context.
State of Brothers.
Oh, okay.
And I was looking for a specific item, and this lady came up, and she was super nice, super helpful. She didn't work there, just was shopping, said, what are you looking for? And then helped me find it.
She thought, is it me?
And we struck up a conversation, and she was lovely. And in the end, she said to me, can I get your number? We'll go get a drink sometime.
Okay.
Which is asking someone out, right?
I mean, yeah.
I said I had a girlfriend first.
So you weren't interested?
No, I wasn't interested. So I lied and said I had a girlfriend because I didn't want to hurt her feelings.
Okay.
And then I doubled down again, and I said, but I think you're beautiful, though. And if I was single, I would go on a date with you.
And obviously you didn't.
That was the main reason I said no, because there was no physical attraction there,
okay.
Which is the first thing you notice with someone. Uh-huh. I have to be physically attracted to them. But my conscience got the better of me, and I flat out lied. So is that the right method? Is that okay?
I don't know. I mean, kudos to that woman for being so bold to go and hit on you. But I probably would have done the same thing. I probably would have said something like, oh, sorry, I have someone. I'm just surprised by you. I know you. I've seen you in these situations. You give your number to everybody. So I'm surprised you didn't give this woman your number and then just ghost her.
Do you know what's funny? I'm trying to unclutter my life right now. So I have to learn to do these things. But I didn't want to hurt her feelings because I had so much respect for her for asking me out. I know
that's
personally
gutsy.
How hard that is. And mm-hmm. I know how hard rejection is to handle. So that was the only way I could think to let her know she's beautiful, keep her confidence up, and say, look, I'm in a relationship. Everything a complete lie.
I mean, yeah, it's much better than going, no, you're hideous, I'm not attracted to you, and I would rather go watch paint dry. I wouldn't take it that way. I think you did the right thing.
So is there ever a situation where it's okay to lie, I guess?
All right, yeah. How do you handle when you get hit on by somebody that you're not attracted to?
Okay.
Is lying the way to go?
888-431-3764. Want to hear from you. Text or call.
Lying is always the answer, especially in this situation where you found yourself in at the grocery store.
Yeah, I got hit on the grocery store by a super nice woman, but I clearly wasn't interested. So I lied and told her, A, I have a girlfriend, and B, you're exceptionally beautiful. And if I was single, I'd go out with you because I had respect for her coming up to me. I didn't want to hurt her feelings.
It does take a lot of guts.
It is. It's hard to do.
Yeah, you don't want to be like, I don't find you attractive. Sorry. Can you move out of the way? I'm trying to get my pasta sauce, you know?
But I want to know if I did the right thing lying this morning, Kelly.
Yeah, what do you do if you get hit on by somebody but you're not interested? Like, what's the right way to handle that? Brittany and Norco, what do you think?
So I recently just started going out to bars, and some guys don't know their limit and will get way too close, and they'll be like, oh, do you find me attractive? I'll straight up tell them, no, I'm married. Sorry.
Okay, so you'll tell them, no, you're not attracted, but then you lie and say you're married so that they kind of get the hint to leave you alone?
Yeah, and it honestly, it works. They walk away and that's it.
I can't believe that's so brazen to say, do you find me attractive?
You'd be surprised. Some guys, especially after a few beers, too much confidence.
And then there's good old Brittany to knock you down.
Sorry, not sorry.
How bad would you feel if you would have to hit on a woman and she said, no, you're not attractive?
Yeah, I'd never say in the first place, hi, do you think I'm attractive? Oh my gosh, find a better line.
951 says, Guy, unless she listens to your guys' radio show, I think you're in the clear. If she does, you might need to pick a new Stater Brothers to go to.
Do you know, I actually thought about this, because I don't want to humiliate someone and talk about them on the radio if they're actually listening, but she would have said something at Stater Brothers, right? She would have said, I hear you on the radio, I heard you on the radio, and she didn't. And she acted like
she had no idea
who I was.
She was just going straight in with the, I think you're attractive, I want to help you cook in the kitchen. How do you handle it when someone hits on you that you're not interested in?
888-431-3764. Let's hear from you.
New truck, big lift.